Richard, I started without you.
Oh.
I wanted to offer you a cup of soup. Would you like a cup of soup?
Oh my. Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah, is that with croutons?
Yeah, there are a couple.
How can I turn down a broth? I'll take it. False alarm, folks. That wasn't the soup I was just drinking. That's just a mason jar of water. Just to cool the whistle. And Greta is returning. It's so nice. Oh, she brought our longtime favorite secret ingredient, Bragg's liquid aminos. If you haven't already, folks, they're not a sponsor yet.
We're working on it.
We try to put them into every episode. God, it's delicious. If you like soy sauce, then this will blow your fucking mind because it's like soy sauce, but like a million times better.
It's so much better.
Hmm. Mm. That soup is too hot, so I'll come to that later.
Well, it's a cream of vegetable.
Yes.
With a few croutons. How many you got? Let's count them.
Oh, yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Richard and Greta, gonna make your lives better today.
I'm chucking in some more Bragg's liquid aminos soy sauce substitute into mine. It's too delicious. Soy sauce substitute. Soy sauce substitute. Soy sauce substitute.
Yeah.
Soy sauce substitute.
Hmm.
Bragg's liquid aminos soy sauce substitute.
Yeah.
Okay, can I do it faster, folks? Bragg's liquid aminos soy sauce substitute.
Hey!
It's like the, it's like a secret ingredient that they're not quite wanting to tell you. Also contains Bragg liquid aminos soy sauce substitute. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
One of those.
And that was very good. I think you're very nearly there. I think it missed an S.
Okay. Also contains Bragg. Also contains is a new wrench thrown into the works. I'm just trying to vamp while you have that soup.
And fear. Okay. I heard fear in that last one.
Yes, okay. Breathe it out, Richard. Ricardo. Ha, 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 ha. Okay, that's my power song. All right. Also contains Bragg's liquid aminos soy sauce substitute.
Oh, dear. Oh, I heard so much fear then as well. I think you also may have been thinking about your voice work and what you were capable of and whether you were going to be employed
as a voice actor
for Bragg's liquid aminos soy sauce substitute.
I've long had the dream. Let's give it one more try. It has an S on the end, Richard.
Of almost every word.
Mm-hmm. Also contains Bragg's liquid aminos soy sauce substitute.
Pretty fucking good.
Thank you.
I mean, I just want to eat my soup is the problem. I mean, yeah. I have this soup here and I have this podcast here and, you know, they are now in battle.
Yes, the two coziest things that I can imagine. Soup and a podcast.
You know, I might have to speed it up a little bit. Cool it down. I'm just going to fucking go for it. There's quite a lot, but, you know, I'm going to go down it like a pint, you know, like a tough guy in a pub. It's going to go, once it's cool enough...
Yes.
And I want you to say, drink.
Oh, my mouth is on the ready.
Okay, here we go. I hope it's not going to
burn me. I have a hard time chanting drink when I know that you're drinking lava. You know what I mean?
I think it's cool enough. I think you could say sup.
Okay, sup. Mm. Oh, it's too hot, Greta.
No, I just couldn't. I had to swallow. My mouth was so full. Okay, keep going.
Sup. Mm. Sup. Oh, my.
Oh.
I can't believe it. You are the king of the soup bar.
Let's party.
Holy Christ. Goodness gracious. I've never seen someone neck a soup all in a oneer like that. Goodness gracias.
Oh, I'm toasty, you know. My tits got hot.
Yeah, it really warms you from the inside. And I'll say, those are some hot tatas from my point of view as well.
Well, thank you. Excuse me, I'm going to take off my jumper over my headphones.
Yeah, that soup. I mean, it's kindled a fire within.
It really has.
There's one flaw in this, is that your headphone is now going through the neck of your jumper.
Yes, this is true. I'll have to go back through, but then I'll be wearing it again. So I'll just take them off. Oh, dear. My glasses came off with them. No, they're stuck in the sweater. No, I've got a whole clown show because look what I got now. Oh,
yeah. And you've looped your headphone cord through your glasses.
Through the glasses.
Holy
shit. Undo those. Okay. And relax.
Oh, my. Focus. Back in business.
Richard, you said today, oh, my glasses look like I missed the toast with the butter and buttered the glasses. You know, I mean, this is the way I look at the world, through smears.
Yes. As a partner, I do enjoy cleaning your lenses.
Oh, and then I love it when you do that.
The moment you put them back on and the world is bright and clear.
Yeah, it's such a service. I love it, Richard.
I love doing it.
There's a little, happens to be, nail polish on the table.
Yes.
And don't I have scuffed up nails? And wouldn't I love to just ease into this cast? You know, casting pod here whilst painting nail.
Yes.
Oh, but it's adhered.
Would you like to...
Got it.
Oh, yeah, I heard that seal break.
There we go. Isn't that nice? I mean, I love multitasking. I love
multicasting.
Yes. Yeah. That's beautiful. Oh, that helps, you know. That helps. As long as I don't touch anything, run my fingers through your hair.
Yes. Oh, I gotta do my warm-ups, folks. One sec. Yodelay, 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 he, yodelay, who, yodelay, me, geez, Louise.
Is there a dance that goes with that, Richard? Because
yes.
You could do it and I could describe it.
Yes, there is.
Richard raised his arms and now the fingers are outstretched. And now he's touching his fingertips to the thumb.
Tu-ta-ta-ta-twee-ay.
Now the hands return to the lap, and a click, and a YMCA stance.
Son of a bitch!
And armpits wide.
I think I'm ready. Okay. Gotta get the blood pumping. Get the, throw another log on the brain fire, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. We've been creative with our log burning recently. Part of the chopping board went in last night.
Yes, one of our artisanal chopping boards broke in twine, and so firewood did it make.
I am greedy when it comes to massages from Richard. He'll naturally sit next to me and, you know, squeeze a leg or something like that, and I go, oh goodness gracious, that's great. Could you do that a little higher or a little lower? And then I feel like I've been really greedy, Richard, and I just want you to know how much I appreciate it, and if it's ever too much, I want you to tell me.
That's very kind. Can you imagine how bad our relationship would go, though, if I was like, Greta, you're asking for too many massages?
Oh, but I would understand.
Oh, God, I would feel horrible, you'd feel bad, everything would go to...
Oh, God, that's awful. That means you can't say no, and you're just going to be stuck doing it until your knuckles fall off.
Yeah, as long as you want, babe. You know,
oh, that's too nice. I love you.
I don't mind at all. I enjoy it. I like finding the little...
Best partner. I have the best partner.
Dumbstruck!
Welcome to Richard.
And Greta.
A beautiful podcast, if I do say so ourselves.
Yes, we do. And in it, we like to... talk to each other about any and everything.
Borrow and borrow.
Deep into each other's metaphysical planes.
Yes, and physical ones.
Yes.
Our mission is to answer listener questions and to review product.
Greta.
Yeah.
Would you like to hear a listener question?
I'd love to, Richard.
You know, so one of the things we do in this podcast is we answer questions from listeners. If you would like to submit a question, you can email us at richardandgretapodcast@gmail.com and ask us about anything you want. You don't have to be in a relationship. You can want to be one, in one, or not, or whatever. You know, we're here for you. So, Greta.
Yes, Richard.
Nancy Fremont writes in saying that she and her partner want to do something special. What should be our next vacation?
Just change your compass slightly and choose your wind speed. Then open up the website for, you know, whatever Met Office you're looking at and see where in the world has that exact wind speed. And that's where you're going to go.
That is fantastic. You could just end up somewhere where you're like, this northeasterly 5 mph is really doing me right, you know?
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't matter where you are, you got the right blow.
Heck yes.
Greta.
Richard.
I would like you to review the product and activity, cracking hazelnuts with pliers.
Oh, it's a very tricky art. It's terrifying, actually. You have to wrap it. This was Richard's edition. You can't just do it with the badly balanced, actually, because our pliers don't open quite wide enough to get the whole hazelnut in. You only kind of clasp its cheek, and it's difficult to get a purchase. So it can go skiting off and hit someone in the eye, you know, if you're lucky. But I went to get Richard went to get a handkerchief. A cotton one that we got from India, and we wrapped it in there. And then when you squeeze, there's tension that won't break, and then suddenly, bang, it's gone. You know, it's like a gun went off, and splinters get caught by the handkerchief. Sometimes you have squished the nut. You know, I have been known to squish the nut, and when you do that, you see it as a flat thing in between the unclean pliers, and you know when you do, you enjoy it. You eat it anyway, you know?
Yes, you've nearly made a hazelnut butter, you know, in one foul squeeze.
Yeah. I found it really nice, mainly because it slowed down how many nuts I ate, because I'm allergic to some nuts, but the ones I'm not, I just devour, and it slowed me down. You know, we're talking probably in a 10-minute period. I have about maybe 15 nuts.
Holy jeez. Jeez Louise.
I've drawn a very cute cat, folks. I wish I could show it to you. It's cute as shit. Fucking hell, it's a cute cat. Never drawn such a picture. Got great little fangs on him, too. God, he's good looking. Hell.
You know when you're doing a doodle and just suddenly brought a new asshole to life? This is the worst, you know?
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Yeah, most of my drawings are people, you know, you think you're just drawing something and you just, what is that? You draw people you don't like all the time.
All of them needy. All of them have needs from me and I can't meet their needs. I don't know them. I didn't mean to even bring them into existence. And then I'm in this awful relationship where like, please don't, you know, rub me out or tear me out your notepad.
Yeah, it's more like fix me, make me better. And then the more you try, the worse they get.
Yeah.
Like, okay, well, how about we add a little mustache to see if that fixes you up? Oh, no, now you're even more of an asshole. Okay, well, maybe you're not smiling enough. Oh, now you're, like, proudly smiling. Folks, that's my alarm. I gotta take my antidepressant. I'll be right back.
Richard, shall I wait? Do you want me to pause it? Or we keep going.
We can keep going.
Yeah, keeps it in his pocket. No, he doesn't. Not today.
Today, because it's a new pack.
Oh, he cuts it fine, you know. He only goes to the pharmacy on the day of the new need, when the packet is finished. And we're about, you know, 45 minutes shy of the pharmacy closing.
Yeah, took my last pill last night. Got a fresh pack. It's a Citalopram. I imagine that some of our listeners are on it, too.
Probably all of them.
Down the hatch.
Well, should we do a surprise segment?
I would love a surprise segment.
Okay, has it got anything to do with soup, I wonder? A surprise segment?
I don't know.
No, it hasn't. It's got to do with something else. It could be soup, but it could be anything. Now, Richard is a song-a-day guy. Well, more, he's a multiple-a-day guy. He does songs all the time, and I would like to invite you, Richard, to involve the listener in what it's like to live with you, and I'm going to name some household chores, and I invite you to do a songcercise for all of these, you know, as it goes.
Yeah, okay. Wow.
Okay. Insta-song from Richard.
Okay.
Okay, you are taking the bins out.
I'm a-taking the bins down the jaunty stairs. I'll take them out the fronty little door. Into the bins they go, oh no, 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 don't get out, little cat. It would be along those lines.
Yes, it's exactly, you know? I'm there, you know. Yeah, yeah. It's exactly, I can feel them on the stairs, I can smell the bins, I'm right there. Okay, and now, Insta-song, you are cleaning the plug hole in the upstairs bathroom.
Nobody likes this job. Nobody does this task. I do it so that no one has to ask. I am all alone, cleaning out the drain. Long black hairs of my true love.
Wonderful, Richard.
It feels cruel sometimes. I'll apologize because I'll get an earworm crawling into Greta's ear and I think, oh no, I'm sorry about that. Diddly diddly doozy, you know.
Thank you, Richard.
Well, thank you. That was you know, a little piece of home life to bring to the listeners. Greta!
You do sound like a Cinderella, I must say, with all those awful chores, you know, singing to pass the time.
Singing and cleaning out the drains, and, you know.
Those tiny bluebirds coming in the window and sitting on your shoulder.
And all those massages, goodness.
Oh, God.
I love it all, Greta. I love it to smithereens and bits and pieces, and tiny, smaller smithereens of those pieces, bits.
Supportive, loving.
Greta.
Yes.
Would you like a surprise segmento?
Does it have anything to do with soup?
It does not.
This
surprise segment has no broth in it.
Okay, I'm ready.
I would like some magical origins of everyday items instead of their actual origins.
Oh, yes.
You know? And I thought maybe you could carry me into a mystical world where things have a little bit more whimsy and flair than the everyday bull roar. So, Greta.
Yes.
Could you give me the new origin story of where Brussels sprouts come from?
A Brussels sprout came rolling down the mountain, and nobody knew why or where from whence it came. So they did track its path, and hopping and skipping and holding hands, and there they saw a huge green butt monster piping out hard sprouts. And they rejoiced and got the water on the boil.
Fantastic. That is absolutely better than where they actually come from. I'll be having some of those tonight. Greta.
Yes?
Where does the piano come from?
Oh, from the piano comes from the Moose of Wonder up the mountain of one of the Alps. Where he this Moose of Wonder, we don't know, we have no pictures of him. I drew him in my notebook, that's why he came out. He did spit his teeth because of a wrongdoing, and in revenge spat his teeth at another moose whose teeth had gone rotten. His white teeth landed in the mouth of the other moose with black teeth, and there you had the ebony and ivory. The receiving moose did cry out a song so beautiful that it perfed and turned into a sort of atrophied piano, and people did come from pastures near to play the teeth of the revenged upon moose.
Where do bicycles come from?
Oh, bicycles. Well, I might sing this one.
Yes, please.
For further inspiration. A bicycle was a maiden who fell off a tree and rolled. She rolled it down and everyone rode her all the way to the fold.
Yes, yes. One more verse, please.
They rode her good, they rode her hard. She tumbled in two fat wheels. Oh, please take a saddle on me, cause I like it and I want to stay this way.
Homespun gold.
Greta.
Richard.
I have with me a guitar.
Oh, my favorite part of the evening.
And earlier tonight, I broke the high E string.
Oh, yeah, I remember hearing ping.
So, we're, this is what we're dealing with.
You know, I don't even miss it. It's very nice.
How to get the most.
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 Out of your partner.